Welcome to Texas News and Views on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Tom Nicoletti. New research examines the relationship between select crops and cattle and the role they could play in reducing water usage in the Texas High Plains. TFB Radio Network's Jessica Domo has more after this.
Today we are joined by Dr. Charles West, the Thornton Distinguished Chair in Plant and Soil Science at Texas Tech University. Dr. West is researching integrating crop management and livestock production on the Texas High Plains.
The goal is to test the grazing management of different forages to see how we can increase the livestock productivity using grazing. First of all, to find out how much water it takes to do it, how much water it takes to grow the forages, and how we can do it using less water. We're also looking at other aspects such as the soil quality. Soil health.
That includes looking at the microbial content, how well they can build up and maintain the soil organic matter, and how much nitrogen is in the soil and in the microbes.
That contributes toward improving the soil over the long run and being able to store water and store nutrients better. Our premise is that as some land which is in annual row crops, such as corn or cotton, that may be moving out of producing those crops because of reduced amount of irrigation available, that is, reduced amount of groundwater for irrigation. To give the producers another option as to how to use that land, producing forages needs to be looked at.
Dr. West says it is important to know how much water it takes to produce forages and what kind of animal production can be supported by the land.
So when we talk about integrating this, we mean that some part of the farm, rather than being in a monoculture of cotton or corn or all under annual row crops, that some of it may be switched over to perennial grasses and perennial legumes. So that way, we are diversifying the landscape on a farm and diversifying the kind of productivity and the kind of income that they get out of it, and using forage crops which use less water, or even going to dry land production.
Dr. West has looked at a variety of old world blue stem called WWB Doll because it is effective under low irrigation, which is 9 inches of irrigation or less per year, and is able to survive without any irrigation.
It is more productive than the native grasses that are native around here, and also is one that matures late in the summer. So instead of shooting up stems and seed heads early in summer, like in June, it will delay that seed head production until late July or early August. And that means that it can stay leafy, short and leafy, longer into summer and maintain its quality better. And also that grass will build up the soil organic matter again. So another thing that we're doing with that grass, though, is that we are interseeding alfalfa into it. It is a crop that has bacteria that will grow in the roots that will take nitrogen from the air and make that nitrogen available for the plant to produce protein. So that means you don't have to fertilize it with nitrogen. That protein then goes up in the plant and produces a lot of leaves, a lot of good forage growth.
We will have more on Dr. West's research here on the next Prime Cuts.
I'm Tom Nicoletti with the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.